And when it's some mind state beyond your expectation. Otherwise, you try to induce sati, even just a very little.
Oh, I'm sure there's loba to induce sati sitting. But there's loba to induce sati when I'm walking down the street and remember, oh, there are paramattha dhammas. Shall I be aware of them? There's loba right now when I think, oh, my arm is on here, there is hardness. Ah, I want to be aware of that paramattha dhamma. Of course there's loba.
But understanding that wanting, if you're seeing it as it is, as a type of akusala, perhaps, if it is akusala, that is a type of understanding in itself. That is a level of understanding that knows that.
That's good to know.
Tanajan, between the fine lopa and the fine dosa, which one is more difficult to know? Or is as equal, or lopa is more difficult to know?
It depends.
You explain a little bit more, please?
It depends on time, occasion, and how much you have developed the awareness of this or that. Otherwise, it's the matter of choosing again.
Roxanne, is that right? Is that your name? It's very nice to see someone so young in this discussion. Roxanne, what do you think about Buddhism?
What do you like about Buddhism?
I like listening and studying it.
But do I talk much about Buddhism recently?
Yeah.
Actually, recently I haven't been talking so much because I'm always on the internet. So her and Alex are missing out a little bit. I used to talk about it much more.
When your daddy talks to you about Buddhism, what does he talk about, Roxanne?
About Buddhist stories and about karma and kusala.
Yeah. Also seeing and hearing too?
Yeah. Do we talk about seeing and hearing?
Yep. Seeing and hearing.
What is kusala and what is akusala, Roxanne?
Akusala is the opposite of kusala. Kusala is good things and akusala is bad things.
Doing good is kusala, doing bad is akusala.
Well, I'm very, very happy to see you here today, Roxanne, and thank you very much for joining us and for those very good answers.
You do kusala? What kind of kusala? What did you do that you think that it's kusala? Thank your father. Is that kusala?
Or if you're nice to your brother, is that kusala?
Yeah. Kusala.
And will that bring good results or bad results?
Good result.
What happens when there's the experience of pain when you get hurt? Why did that happen?
Because in your past life you might have done akusala.
The youngest Sotapanna was a 9-year-old girl, I recall reading in the suttas.
Well, there's quite a few 10-year-old arahants in the suttas.
Really?
And several.
Visakha, 7 years old.
And she went on to have 20 children, 10 boys and 10 girls.
She went to greet Buddha. Her father sent her to greet Buddha and she listened to the teachings and she became Sotapanna.
Did Visakha eventually become Arahanta?
Can I ask a question about the hindrances? We still, conventionally speaking, we still have the hindrances, strong agusala. To what extent is that a bar to developing understanding at the present moment?
Hindrances of samatha of vipassana.
Five nivaranas, maybe you ask?
Five nivaranas.
That is for samatha pavana. This is dhamma nipassana satipatthana.
So if the hindrances arise, they can be the object of satipatthana.
Otherwise, it is always self, I, who has hindrance.
Isn't it said that the hindrances weaken insight, the five nivarana?
Anything which is real must be the object of understanding in order to be able to eradicate completely, absolutely, the idea of self.
Do the hindrances serve as a condition that makes it more difficult for insight to arise?
For example, if we have dina and mida, if we have udacha kukucha, if we have vichikicca, all of these kinds of things, and say perhaps to a very high degree, very strong hindrances in the mind, how does that serve as a condition, or how does that relate in terms of pachaya to insight?
When we read Mahasatipatthana, everything is included.
Mm-hmm. We have to know those hindrances, otherwise they're taken for self. You have to understand them.
Right.
It's not self, really understand them. If they're understood, then they're an object for insight.
Right, that I do not disagree with. On the other hand, my opinion would be that as long as there are the strong presence of any of the five nivaranas, for example, that can act as a direct bar to insight. I think the meat of the question is, and we've had this debate here before in DSG, is that it's particularly a debate on samatha and how samatha serves as a supporting condition for insight. And my opinion and the teachings that I have learned and from my own meditation experience are that the practice of samatha is a very effective way of suppressing the hindrances in such a way that insight has far greater conditions or far better conditions for arising.
Whenever lopa or dosa arise, the self tries to do something but not being aware because of the idea of self which dislikes dosa or lopa. So the self tries to do something different from being aware, just being aware. That's why there should be the development of understanding the three rounds of the four Aryan path. Three rounds, not just one round. The Satyayana, the very stable understanding of the path, that it has to go along with detachment, because the self wants to do something all the time, not having it. The lobha and dosa are so ugly. How can one stop it? Something like that. That is the idea of self, but it doesn't lead to the understanding of a reality which is there, whether it is dosa or lobha or seeing or hearing or whatever it is. That's why there should be more and more stable about what is the path which is not simple, which is not easy. It's simple, but it's subtle, because it has to go along with detachment.
Satyayana.
Satyayana.
If that is not established, if that is not strong, can nama rupa paricchida arise?
Not even satipatthana.
Not even satipatthana. Yeah. Okay.
Can you define that term you just used?
Satchanyana is the first round of the three rounds, and that's the firm and stable understanding of what the path is.
Okay, what is and what is not the path?
And the second yana?
I haven't got that far yet.
The three rounds of wisdom.
Yeah, I forget the Pali for it though.
The kittayana, and the third one is the katayana.
Katayana is nibbana.
Just the realization that one has developed.
What is kichanyana?
The moment of awareness, because it is a tipatthana. So it's not just the moment of thinking about reality or just the intellectual understanding, but the moment when awareness is aware, it indicates that that person has enough conditions for awareness to arise, to be pahusaccha. Because the word pahusaccha means the one who hears a lot. Pahu is lots and lots of hearing. And about satya, the truth, the reality. So the one who can say that that person is pahu satya doesn't mean that he reads a lot, he thinks a lot, he considers a lot. But what shows that he is a pahu satya is the moment when awareness is aware. It is the kichayana.
And that is even before nama rupa parichidayana. There is kichayana. Oh, okay, I didn't know that actually.
Because it's only satipatthana only, not the vipassanayana yet.
Mm.
So, say, Eric has awareness right now of hardness. Is that the beginning of satipatthana?
It is satipatthana, when there is awareness with understanding, because it has to be with sammaditti, sammavayama, sammasati, sammasmadhi. So all are samma when it has sammaditti.
He doesn't have to think about the tilakana.
No, that is not the first jhana.
The tilakana would be realized directly as a result of satipatthana eventually, correct?
Stage by stage from the first jhana.
Could you say some more about katanyana?
Vipassanayana and the moment of realization of the noble truth. Up to the degree of arahata, all has been done.
from nama rupa paricchedi jnana to...
Usually in the Tipitaka they talk about the highest one,
okay.
But it must have the beginning too.
Yes, yes.
So even though Eric has just heard this for, like say, the second time, and already Satipatthana arises in him, he's already Bahusajja?
It shows that he has enough intellectual understanding to condition right awareness, but it has to be right awareness. Because usually people know awareness by word, by name, that awareness, awareness, but they cannot distinguish sati from samadhi. So they take samadhi for sati because they think that that is sati. But you see that when we talk about samatha, we should have the understanding of the low level of samatha up to the degree that the Eightfold Path comprise samatha and vipassana, not just vipassana. And it's told what path is samatha and what path is vipassana.
People have the idea that samadhi should be developed first because they don't understand about samatha at this moment.
Excuse me, Kunsera, in Thailand, I don't know the other place. In Thailand, people do not know anything about reality, but they go to practice. So they take concentration for sati because they hear a lot about this word that is so very good, like satipatthana. Even there is no moment of satipatthana at all, but they say that they are practicing satipatthana because they don't have any understanding of reality. They just take concentration for sati. So one shouldn't think much about samatha because there is samatha at moment of being aware, both samatha and vipassana.
And from what you said yesterday, samatha arises with all moments of kusalacitta.
Right, but very shortly, very, very shortly. That's why those people in the Buddha's time knew already that that's not enough to have such very short moment of kusala, because in the day, very few moments for dana, moments for sila, and when there is no dana and sila, what's about the mind at that moment full of akusala? So they knew how to develop the kusala citta to the degree that it will be calmer and calmer up to the stage of being the upachara samadhi and the apana samadhi, which is jhana. So it's quite impossible for those who do not know the difference between samadhi and sati that they can develop samatha. Even samatha bhavana must be developed with sati and sampajanya.
Do you encourage the formal sitting, breathing in and out meditation for cultivating samatha?
I think that the person who does not have any understanding and they just want to concentrate on breath would think that I am developing anapanasati. But in reality, it's not. It's ignorance. It's attachment, wanting to. What is the characteristic of breath in reality? See?
I guess my question would be then, why did the Buddha repeatedly and so many suttas emphasize to go off and...
Okay, to whom? To whom in the Buddha's time? And who we are now? Are we the person ready to become enlightened like those in the Buddha's time?
We don't know who is what. We don't know other people's chittas. All we know are our own chittas, and that's all we can work with.
Jaga Buddha, when there is no teachings of Buddha left anymore, but by accumulation, just by thinking, at that moment, awareness can be aware with detachment, so reality can appear as it is. Now, we know that all conditioned realities arise and fall away, right? What hinder Panya to experience directly the arising and falling away? See? Ignorance. So when there is ignorance with attachment, it hinders never be able to experience directly the arising and falling away. So by developing understanding, one begins to understand what understanding is and what object it understands. There must be a reality which right understanding begins to develop and to understand it as it is correctly.
There's a word, kanika samadhi.
Yeah. Momentarily.
Mm.
Samadhi. this moment, arising and falling will.
Is there Kanika Samadhi during Vipassana?
Certainly.
Yeah. Like now?
Yeah, because you see that seeing is not hearing, and if it's not Kanika Samadhi, how can it understand the characteristic of seeing and whisper object, and hearing and whisper object? The Upajara Samadhi and Apana Samadhi doesn't have the understanding of seeing and hearing.
Samadhi having the understanding?
Samadhi is one of the eightfold paths. It arises with each citta, but it cannot be the right samadhi without right understanding.